The 2022 Summit of the Americas begins today in Los Angeles. President Biden and his Brazilian counterpart, Jair Bolsonaro, are expected to meet face-to-face for the first time. Their meeting is framed against rising tensions over Bolsonaro's indecisive position on Ukraine and Russia. But pressuring Brazil through diplomacy is rarely easy. NPR's Philip Reeves travels back in history to remind us of one of Washington's more creative efforts to win over Brazilian friends.
It's 1936. Europe is edging towards war. President Franklin D. Roosevelt is fretting about what that means for the Americas. He convenes a peace summit in Argentina and sets out by sea.
Heading south on its 6,000 miles journey to Buenos Aires, the U.S. cruiser Indianapolis brings President Roosevelt to Rio de Janeiro.
During that stopover in Rio, Roosevelt addressed Brazil's Congress and spoke about the importance of standing together in troubled times.
We are showing in international relations what we have long known in private relations, that good neighbors make a good community.
FDR called this his good neighbors policy. It was a strategy to secure crucial access to Latin America's markets and resources. The US was worried some of those neighbors might tilt towards Hitler and Mussolini. Roosevelt had concluded bullying the neighbors no longer worked. To win Latin American hearts and minds, the US would need a little charm and a lot of imagination.
This is Copacabana Beach, and right behind me is the Copacabana Palace Hotel. It's amazing to think that in a room inside that hotel, just over 80 years ago, Walt Disney and his team sat down and created a cartoon parrot to try to improve relations between the US and Brazil.
Disney arrived in Rio in 1941. He was one of a group of Hollywood people recruited to develop cultural ties with Brazil under the Good Neighbors policy. The result was a Disney classic released the following year, whose title says it all. Saludos Amigos, or Hello, Friends. The movie introduced Brazilians to this guy.
José Carioca, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Tem dos seus?
Zé Carioca, a parrot with a straw hat and bow tie, a bon viveur with a twinkle in his eye and a cigar in his beak. Zé, or Joe as Americans call him, becomes amigos with Donald Duck. He shows Donald around town and introduces him to Brazil's mind-blowing national drink, cachaça.
Cachaça? Que tal uma cachaçinha agora, hein? Saúde!
Down the hatch, chap!
Carioca is the term used to describe people born in Rio de Janeiro. They include Erika Gomes de Lima. She's selling beer on Copacabana Beach, close to that hotel where Joe Carioca, the parrot, was conceived.
Ele é o próprio Carioca. Ele é o próprio Carioca.
Joe's a proper Carioca, she says.
E diverti, futebol, praia, samba, caipirinha.
Cariocas like soccer, the beach, samba, and caipirinhas, Brazil's favorite cocktail. That's how we survive hard times, she says.
Every Brazilian knows Joe Carioca. He's almost as famous as Donald Duck.
João Daniel teaches the history of Brazil's foreign policy at Rio's Catholic University.
He is lazy and he's sophisticated. He's charming. And of course, that's just like the Carioca think they are.
When Saludos Amigos came out in 1942, Brazilians were delighted.
The movie in Brazil was a sensation. I believe it is a wonderful piece of propaganda and also a wonderful piece of art.
Roosevelt's charm offensive didn't always work. The actress, Carmen Miranda, moved from Brazil to Hollywood and went on to star in movies selling the Good Neighbor's message.
My friends, I extend felicitations to our South American relations.
That's from That Night in Rio, which came out in 1941. Miranda, as usual, wore fruit on her head. Some Brazilians took offense from the get-go when she performed in Rio after just a year in the US.
She was booed. Yes, she was booed.
Brazil eventually joined World War II on the side of the Allies. It was the only Latin American nation to send troops to fight in Europe. Last month, it celebrated Victory Day at a monument in Rio, honoring the 466 Brazilian soldiers who went to Italy and didn't come back alive. The world is very different now. Yet once again, Brazil and the US aren't really good neighbors. relations have soured since President Bolsonaro's ideological soulmate, Donald Trump, left the White House. There are calls for the Biden administration to engage more with Brazil, to pressure Bolsonaro to stop undermining democratic institutions, and to give unqualified support to the US on Ukraine. In these polarized times, that might require more than a roguish cartoon parrot offering a night out on the town.
Donald, I will show you the land of the samba.
Samba? What samba?
Ah, the samba.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.